I'll just do it for hearing. Shall I talk?
Talk now?
Yeah.
Talk about things? Talk about pop music? Talk about... Shooby dooby whoop.
Woo woo.
Whoop whoop shoo whoop. Yes.
Right, poo, fish. Right, talk good. More.
So this is me talking at how I would normally talk. Is that okay?
Yeah, keep talking.
And I'm still talking at how I would normally
72%.
Talk. 72%. And
keep going.
This is me sitting back talking. And yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Welcome in to episode 296 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise, your host, and today I have a special guest. Introduce yourself, because I can't be bothered. You might guess already.
My name is Louise too.
Uh-huh.
My name is Louise Scully.
And long-time listeners will know my lovely friend Louise from her wonderful podcast, Will Work, previously Knitbrush. And Louise and I have known each other for a little while now.
Quite a while now.
Yeah.
It was, I tell you, when I first met you was Highland Wool Festival, the first one in Dingers.
Whoa.
I mean, I obviously knew you before that, but that's the first time we met.
Uh-huh.
And your children were just peedy bairns.
They're no peedy bairns no more.
So that was a long time ago.
That is. And Louise and I correspond by letter. And I recently wrote her a letter and we were catching up, and it's such a nice thing to get a letter in the post. And I just happened to say, how do you fancy meeting up in Kirkwall, which is halfway? Well, I'd say so.
I mean, Orkney is halfway between me and you, pretty much. It's something in the way between us.
Yeah. There's going to be lots of giggling in this episode, listeners. So welcome to the cheap seats. This is Louise Squared Weekender. And you flew over on Friday and I ferried over on Friday and we met and we've got an Airbnb that is a house made of walls and beams. It's a home. A home is made of family and dreams. I can't even read correctly.
there's lots of inspirational kind of plaques around the place.
But no live...
Laugh, love? No live, laugh, love at all.
I think we should do that and put...
Just write it on the wall somewhere. Write it under the post, under the picture.
Oh dear. Maybe.
In very small writing.
Very, very, very small writing. But it's a really, really nice Airbnb.
It's lovely.
Number 4 Air...
Cottages.
Road Park. Don't know. But it's beside the Air Hotel, but it's an actual Airbnb. And you're looking over the PDC... And you're really central. So if you have thought about it, I would recommend it.
Yep. It's lovely. Two bedrooms, three beds.
Mm-hmm. And sitting room. A lovely kitchen.
Lovely kitchen. A lovely suite that there's some chairs that I can't sit in because I'll never get out of them. That's how comfortable it is.
Yeah, they're quite good for knitting then.
Yes, they're good for knitting then.
And I'm sure you could fall asleep quite easily here.
Yeah. So, but let's not do that just now.
No. We're doing this because listeners, it would just end up being a bit snore-faced.
I don't know. Some people listen to podcasts to fall asleep to, though. Maybe you could just have
lots of my listeners fall asleep to me.
Yeah. I try not to take it personally when the people say that. I fall asleep to you.
Mm. They obviously always rewind us and then go back to the bit where they fell asleep at, because you don't want to miss the crack from the Louise Squared Weekender. So we met halfway, and today actually we were very lucky and we met up with Isla.
Yes.
And Isla used to have
Brit Yarns.
And she was up visiting Orkney, and we have had a most lovely day.
Oh, we've had a great day.
We walked down to Scapa Beach and we watched the ships coming in, and then we watched them roll away again.
As the song says.
Yeah.
And we had a nice, we did a circular walk and came back via, is it Cranty? trail. It was a it was a nice. It was so it was about, probably about just about nearly 2 hours round trip maybe, and it was great. And the sun has been out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thankfully, it's not too hot, so we haven't been sunburnt.
No, yet. And it was and it wasn't. It was nice, but it wasn't like. I did think that I might have gone swimming, and I didn't. Did take a towel because I thought I might have gone paddling, but no.
I didn't tell Louise until we got there, or we're on the way there, that they see orcas in that bay quite a lot.
I don't mind swimming with orcas. I mean, people pay a lot of money for that.
Well, I don't think orcas really kill people very often, if at all. I think that was a myth until very recently, but now they've started
orcas
to...
Orcas don't kill people, rappers do.
Chain.
Oh, I love them. sorry.
No, it's all right. I was saying, well, I'd like to do sort of a podcast, and it'd be nice to hear Louise's voice again, because I know a lot of us, including myself, miss hearing your voice.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's we were sort of putting some notes of what we could chat about, because I've done no homework. But I've got written down the importance of friends in your knitting or your hobby community.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's something that we've spoken a lot about this weekend, but something I've been thinking about just recently as well, in general terms, is the friends that you make around a community. It's different from when you grow up, and the people that you're friends with when you grow up, you're like, we're going to be best friends forever. We're going to get married and live next door to one another. And actually, sometimes that does happen. But, like, quite often you're not, you don't remain friends with those people. And I think,
you have a shared history with them, but sometimes they're not as chosen friends. It's like, you know how you have family and chosen family?
Yeah, absolutely.
But with the hobbies part of the, it's your community and your hobby.
Yeah, because it's like you're built around a very shared experience.
Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, sometimes you click with people.
You do.
So Louise, my friend, to me is somebody who... I haven't seen for 4.5 years.
No.
But we've picked up from where we began.
Yeah.
And we've been putting our hands up to talk.
Excuse me next.
it's Sunday night, and honest to goodness, listeners, we've not shut up.
We've not.
Even when we were sleeping, I'm sure I was thinking up more stuff to say.
Well, I know last night I was starting to fall asleep watching the TV, but there were still things going in my mind thinking, we must talk about this, we must talk about that. but it's true. I think that's a thing, and I think it's really lucky. I think if you can, you know, you have a shared interest with somebody in it, and you build a friendship because of that shared interest. However, I mean, I can remember I got in touch with you because I was thinking to do a podcast.
Mm. Yeah, well, no, you got in touch with me before then because Sandy back in primary school was doing a project on islands, and his chosen island was Shetland, and you'd sent me stuff from Shetland.
Yes,
and the teacher,
that was via Twitter or something like that.
Yeah,
wasn't
it was
it?
Actually, and my
R.I.P.
my teacher, his teacher then, who I work with now, I said, "Oh, I meet my friend from Shetland," and she says, "Oh, I remember that. Is it the same girl?" And I was like, "Yeah." So you've touched my friend, the teacher's life as
nice.
Well. And it's all these.
How old was he been when he did that then?
Primary 6 or 7.
Oh my god. Oh. And now he's just turned 18.
He's just turned 18 and he's applying for apprenticeships just now, last night, so think good thoughts.
Yes, I can remember that. And then I can remember because I thought about taking my blog into a podcast.
Yeah.
And I really loved your podcast because it wasn't like. It was more akin to the kind of podcast I wanted to do. I didn't want to do a podcast that was like. Now for the messages and, you know, like, you know, here's a sponsor and all that kind of stuff, which I did end up doing further along the line. But I just really loved that whole sitting down and feeling like you were a friend was talking to you. And that we've spoken about this in the past as well, but when you listen to a podcast, you feel like you are the person that's being communicated to and you answer. And so I remember thinking when I thought about doing a podcast, I wrote to you and I wrote to Joe Milmine, Shiny Bees, because I loved the format of both of what you did. And you had some fantastic advice for me.
And a lot more segments than listeners. In fact, let's have a bit of division music.
Yeah.
a great song. And it's just so that we could have a good song.
Yeah.
They were throat. I can't wait to see that. She's not allowed to sniff. She's been told because I'm not editing now.
That was the one best piece of advice that you gave me was don't sniff on the podcast, because when people hear it in their headphones, it's horrible. And I was like, oh, that's funny. And then the first time I ever edited myself out sniffing, I was like, oh my God, that is horrid. That is such a horrible noise.
I know, but was it not just something that I didn't like? I passed it on to everybody else.
I know. I think it's a really, really good piece of advice. Mm-hmm. It's like people who like if you coughed or sneezed or anything like that, then you would edit that out.
This using the phone to podcast, sadly, isn't quite good enough yet.
I know,
it's funny how I had reasonably quite good editing suite, but now I don't have a laptop.
Yeah.
I don't do it. And also, I'm going to move on to something that we've sort of thought about. Sometimes it's okay to move on from the thing and be in a different place from where you were.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's part of evolving and growing in your hobby.
Yes.
Or relationship or your place in life or your job or whatever it is, because the three of us, Isla, Tadi and you, the three of us have all said we don't knit as much as we used to, and we miss seeing each other because we've not been to the same yarn events that we used to catch up with.
Well, the world is just different too, isn't it?
And because, and a lot of this has come maybe from the pandemic, but some of us have gone back to it a little bit in our own way. And you're in a different place.
Yeah.
Actually, physically.
Geographically, yes. And physically, yeah.
Yeah. So it's okay to move on and evolve.
I think that's what... I actually think that's a really good thing to give some validity to, because I think a lot of people are quite hard on themselves when they move beyond, to a place beyond the craft that they did, or the circle that they moved in when they did that craft. And I think it's okay to say, no, but it is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, like, going back to what we were saying about the friendships you built up around those things, those people are still there if you want them to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might find that they feel exactly the same as you, that they're knitting on the same feckin' sock that they've... Oh, sorry.
Okay.
It's feck okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The same sock that they've been knitting on for the last year, or the same, you know, I think if you've built up a friendship around that, then it's almost that your friendship then becomes primary. It's not that the craft is the primary thing you have in common, it's actually your friendship. And, you know, and
also some people that you've met, you realize they weren't actually all that friends with you in the first place.
You are more their friends than...
Yeah.
Or that you just, like, know one another. And I think that's the thing.
That's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's lovely.
And it's okay to give yourself permission, because...
Absolutely.
If you think that you're really friendly with someone and then you're not getting it reciprocated, or you've just moved away and you yourself are not in the mental place for that, or your crafting isn't, and they've carried on, or they've stopped completely. I mean, some of my listeners have disappeared. And that's fine. Some of my listeners are still with me and they're very precious to me. And I love you all.
And they might be listening to, this might be the only knitting podcast that they still listen to, because, again, of that camaraderie and that community feeling around it. They might not be knitting either, but they're still listening to the podcast.
Obviously, listeners. Yes, of course they are.
Well, I do. You know.
Do you?
Yeah, I still listen to... I still listen to...
I don't listen to many.
Yeah.
I listen to more audiobooks just now.
Yeah.
Or plodding, that's not a word, plodding my way through The Three Musketeers. I really hate D'Artagnan!
All I can think of is woof, 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 woof. Musket hounds are always ready. Woof, 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 woof. Helping everybody.
No, he didn't.
No.
He didn't. Or so far he's not.
Well.
But I am only halfway through the book.
But again, I think it's that thing of... Like, for me, well, it's just listening to my friend, which I've always felt, even before I knew you, again, going back to that whole thing of, like, listening to another voice and feeling that certain kinship.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I still like listening. And even though I don't get the bus anymore, I still, like, put my hand up on the bus.
Oh, you say things. Everybody like on the bus, right, put your hand up on the bus.
Woohoo!
You on the plane? Because you might listen to this on the plane.
I might. Well, are you going to put it out tonight? Like,
Yeah.
Oh, I might listen to it tomorrow on the plane, then I will put my hand up. Then the
air, please on the plane.
The air steward will be like, do you need help, madam? Because they always put me at the emergency exit, so there might be, maybe I better not put my hand up.
Well, you are getting on a bus to go to the airport.
That's true. But yeah, I think that's the lovely thing about certain podcasts is that it's still a part of that, and it's a little flame, you know.
Well, I know myself. When I started listening to other podcasts, I was a new mother and I wasn't going out to work, so I didn't have a great deal of people to speak to. So I would listen to a lot of podcasts and it was about various things, but knitting, and it was a sort of community. So then when I started, my children were young and everybody's listened to them growing up.
Yeah.
And they themselves are actually, they find it quite important. Because sometimes they're talking about stuff at school and it's like, oh, they're influencer. And I'll just turn around and say, your mother is an influencer. And of course, the teenage ways will be like, me, 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 me.
But that's it. I mean, they were part of that. Yeah. Totally. You're right. Like, runny, 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 here comes the mummy. And now for the blather.
I know. And listeners, when I gave Sandy his birthday book with his photographs in it last month, when I was talking to you about it, and it took me ages to do it because he kept walking in and I didn't save it properly and then it didn't work right. So it was 50 pages of 18 years and it was so lovely. And he's gone back over it a few times. But
that's lovely.
Some of the things and we found on the stick, like the hard drive thing that we've got. And I says, oh yeah, your voice will be on that from when you were little for my podcast. And also, I think that's quite cool in a way that my children have been recorded.
Well, for posterity.
For posterity. There's a voice there.
Yes.
Although I technically didn't ask their permission, so what? Technically that's maybe not right.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that at the time, listeners.
No. And I think, you know, like a lot of people don't know that one of my, like my background is in oral history.
Mm.
And I think that's another thing that I just think is so important is like recording our voices, recording our stories, whatever they are, for a future generation. It's just a really, really important thing. And I get, like your podcast, it wasn't just about knitting. It was about crafts in general. There was whiskey, there was running. You know, there was a bit of everything. And it was just, I think it, for me, fed into that whole zeitgeist of oral testimony and the importance of just like making a record. And, you know, then you've got that record for your children are part of that. Yeah. Now as well, and I think
not that they care, but
no, but they will. One
it's
day
good
they
that
will.
They don't as well. It's they haven't sort of taken it for granted or anything, but
yeah,
they've met some amazing people along the way, and also they've had things sent to them from all over the world, including Shetland.
Yeah,
that when I was going, I'm going to Kirkwall to meet Shetland Louise because that's what I call you in my house, and Sandy's like, she's the one that sent me all the stuff, and I was like,
oh
yeah, and so he remembered that. You know, what I was going to say was like, when Louise went to start her podcast, there was quite a lot of people that were aware of you at the time. And I remember hearing about you on different podcasts, people saying, oh, there's this blog and it's somebody up in Shetland and she wants to get people to use local wool. So I think that your legacy is quite amazing than the fact that we do use a lot more local wool now.
I mean, that is lovely, and I think that was exactly what I wanted to do. You know, the whole thing, that the reason why I started Knit British and then Woolwork was that I didn't realise that there was such a wealth of material, local material on our doorsteps that we could make use of. And when I started doing the podcast, there wasn't a lot of people who were using, like, okay, there was British wool in general. Like, you could buy a ball of wool that was British wool. But there was not anything in terms of really breed-specific, apart from, like, the wonderful World of Blacker, which always kind of flew that flag. And now, when I think, I mean, I was away from the podcast, like, during lockdown, I was just like, I didn't have the heart to knit. Therefore, I didn't have the heart to podcast. And just as time's gone on and my life has changed a heck of a lot in the last couple of years, and I'm just not knitting as much, and I just felt like I couldn't continue to do the podcast. But when I sat back to look and see, like, there are so many people that are selling brilliant local wool, talking about local brilliant wool, making with it and like talking about it. And that is really what I wanted. I wanted to be like, I thought if one other person finds out about Local World, then I feel like I've done my job. And now there are loads of people doing that. And I just feel like, you know,
you've started and you've finished.
Yes. I've kind of come full circle, a little bit. And it's lovely to see. I'm not meaning that I am like, don't get me wrong, I'm not like here with a big head saying I've done all this. I think I was just part of a whole movement of things that were happening at that time, because that was when like it was cresting a wave. You know, it was beginning to crest a wave. And then we had like Fantastic Joy McMillan, Knitting Goddess, making her own custom blend yarns. We had Isla, Brit yarn. With like
the lovely word, Providence.
Yeah, Provenance.
Provenance. I can't even say it less.
Providence is Provenance. Something else, which was brilliant too. But yeah, and I think just people asking questions more. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just exactly what we should do in all kind of the things that are important to us. So yeah, so I feel like it was a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant thing, and I'm so glad that I did it. But I'm so glad that more people are doing it and taking on that, you know.
Because you see, when I started like listening to the podcasts and started, it was very focused on American, because they were talking about their yarn, and it was to me, oh, I want to knit with that. So when you started it, I'm very easily persuaded. it was like, no, I want to knit with that. And you're right. To see the sheep outside, literally across the field from me, maybe not them sheep, but maybe go for the other
ones. I still have that yarn that you spun for me from your sheep next door.
Do you?
I kept that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I've still got it too. I've never used it.
But yes, I think that's a thing.
So you gave it a voice and we listened. Or I certainly did, anyway.
Oh, thank you. And that's it. I mean, that's something that I've, you know, the community around Woolwork and Knit British, something that was just super, super, super important. And, like, I'm sad, like, that Ravelry went the way it did, because I, you know, me and many other people, you know, can't now use Ravelry because of the sort of visual inaccessibility of it. And, you know, my group on Ravelry, I would just say that was, like, the hearthstones around my fire, you know, that was the thing that kept the fire supported. And, you know, but I met so many great people through it. And I think that's another, going back again to talking about the people that grew, you know, in the same interests and community as you, it just felt like something but much bigger and much more connected. And
I have to say, Rich and I were talking about the sort of same thing about running, because when we started North Highland Harriers, Richard did it to lose weight and get fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was 40 at the time, so it was obviously 11 years ago now. Obviously to me, listeners, maybe not obviously to you. I should have to start using the word obviously. And then I joined a year later, and there was a great bunch of people there at the time, and it expanded our horizons and running and community, and it was good crack. And then as Richard's knee deteriorated, and then I don't think it was quite a pandemic, but it was. That's when I stopped being an North Highland Harrier. And it's not that I don't still support them, and I still go to Park Run, which isn't run by North Highland Harrier, but a lot of the Harriers go there. And then we've been asked, are you going to come back? Richard's not so keen on account of, he doesn't like a lot of the runs that they do. He's like, I'm more off-road than that is. And my timing through the week isn't quite tying in, because I'm always running around chasing bairns for after school clubs and tutoring just now. But it's not that we don't still do it, it's just we do it in a different way. And also you're saying, well, the people that we started with, they're not really there anymore. They've moved on themselves. So it's not just the knitting sort of community either. It's life. It really is.
And I think that's something, I was just looking for a poem there because I can never remember full poems, but it was reminding me of a Lem Sissé poem, and it'll come back to me if I find it. But
I can pause.
Like, there's more. No, it's okay. I was going to say there's more than the things, like you find that there are more things than just that shared interest or connection to craft. Like, because you and I have spoken many times about, like, you know, growing up in Shetland, growing up in Caithness, there's a lot of similarities in terms of, like, community, families, like music. We, like, very early on realised that both of our families had listened to the likes of Philomena Begley, Brendan Shine, Big Tom and the Mainlanders, people like that.
Foster and Alan.
Foster and Alan, which I'm sure I've told you this before, but when I was little, I thought it was one guy called Foster and Alan.
Yes.
And that, like, means, like, that all, like, means a lot to me, because I, like, I just love the way that people get connected, and I just think that's so amazing. And the other thing that's always, like, been funny is that people in the early days used to get us mixed up.
Yeah.
Oh, I listened to your podcast from you and your children, you're running. I was like, oh no, I definitely do not run. That's my friend. That's my friend.
Do you think it's just because we're both Louise, or do you think that they just weren't listening hard enough?
Maybe not. Maybe. Well, they used to. I have been also mistook for the wonderful Louise Tilbrook. Somebody at Edinburgh Yarn Festival told me they loved my sock patterns and my podcast. And I was like, oh, there are two of us. One of us is a designer that does socks. She's called Louise Tilbrook. And I'm the one that does the podcast.
I am not going to get angry about that, because I get people mixed up all the time.
Yeah, but so, it's nice though as well that people get you mixed up for other people.
Well, there was the three of us were sitting together once, and it was Louise Cubed.
Louise Cubed. I was thinking about that was in Edinburgh Festival once.
Yeah,
wasn't it
was.
But I think that's a lovely thing as well, when you start to realise that you've got similarities with other people. And you're right, we don't, you know, well, famously, Louise does not talk to anybody on the phone. But Louise is not a phoner.
No.
So we've never been friends that phone, but we've always been at the end of WhatsApp. We have done the odd voice message and letter writing. And honestly, like, there are certain things in my life that I will always want to tell you first, because I know you'll get a laugh. And I can and I can't ever remember falling out, apart from one time that you, I was telling you I was going to knit the Stephen West thing. You went, don't be so stupid. And you sent me this whole thing about, it'll look awful on you. You've got a big bust. That's a high neck. Blah, 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 blah. And I remember saying, oh, I'm not going to tell her about anything I want to knit ever again. But you're right. I would have looked stupid in it.
Don't remember that.
I'll show you a picture of it later and you'll see why. I'll find it now.
I'm going to tell you that you reminded me I wasn't allowed to ever knit a Cecily Glewick MacDonald pattern.
True. Sorry, I mean, she's a fantastic designer, but...
Well, her pattern I was struggling with, but I don't know if it's just me and pattern.
Tell you what it was, because the other thing that listeners might not know is that we've not done one for ages, and we should really try and do one again, is every now and again, Louise and I will try and do a knit-along. And one year it was, both bought red yarn from Edinburgh Yarn Festival to make cardigans with. And I made the Hetty cardigan by Andy Satterland.
Was it the same
And
wool?
You made, no, I bought my wool from Jameson's and you bought yours from Blacker.
Oh, I remember you buying it from Jameson's. Yeah. Oh, isn't it lovely having an external memory bank like somebody that's better, a better memory
and
than you.
So
I got mine from Blacker.
And it was great because we didn't have a deadline or anything. It was just like, we are going to make cardigans with red yarn this year.
Yeah.
But you made that Cecily Glewick MacDonald one. What was it? I can't remember what it was called now.
Newell.
And and I can remember, like, you really struggling with that.
Oh, I moaned.
And you said, and I can remember you saying, now don't ever let me knit another pattern. And you've mentioned it a couple of times in the podcast over the years, and I've sent you a message straight away going, no, you said you should, that was the pattern. Do you remember the go-to raglan by Stephen West?
Yeah, and I said, no, can't wear that.
You said, look at that big thick collar and it's high and you've got a big bust and that'll not look right. And I was glad that you did. Because
did
I would have looked
that
like
in a nicer way?
No, I would look like an absolute...
On. Listeners, I'm going to have a division music. Right, we've made up again, listener. The thing I think about Stephen West is that I remember when I had a show and tell at my retreat and somebody had some Stephen West stuff and it was so visual from across the room.
Yeah.
It was just so, not different but colourful, but just Stephen West.
Yeah.
And And then seeing I was wearing something or I had knitted something, and I was like, oh, this feels a bit boring in comparison. It just feels like it's that state beyond.
But I think that's a great thing about designers like him. And I think he opens up the world of knitting for so many people, because so many people would maybe not knit a plain sweater or a plain, and feel that wasn't what they wanted to get out of the craft. Yeah. And so people like him.
I liked him when I met him.
Yeah.
Not very long. I was too busy fangirling him. Helen. Actually, at the time, Helen from
Stuart.
Yes, Helen Stuart, and I was taking a selfie with her, and Stephen West photobombed us.
Oh, goodness!
Because he knew Helen, and I'm like, oh, introduce me.
I
don't remember that.
It's not terrible, and I'm really glad that you did that.
No, but you know,
sometimes we need a stern talking to about what we're going to make, we invest time and energy into knitting, and I think sometimes
this is also something about how you affect other people's lives, and sometimes you've no idea that you're doing it because, you know, you try and be kind, and then somebody will make you a cup of tea and you'll remember that cup of tea. I remember my friend Amy saying that she was struggling at something, and then this older nurse made her a cup of tea, and she says, right, you sit there, have this cup of tea. And she says, I've never forgotten that cup of tea. She made me take a breath and it was okay. And she says, and this is like how we all affect each other's lives, and we don't actually realise it at the time or until somebody faces up.
Yeah.
So, listen,
I was going to see if I could find that conversation, but I don't think I have it anymore. I think I deleted it.
Enough. She still met me, listener. She's still here. And she can't go home until tomorrow, so.
No.
I know where you sleep.
No, I like to. I was wondering how far back our
WhatsApp goes.
Quite a long time. Every now and again, I have to delete pictures because, you know, they take up a lot of space in your thing. But I think ours goes back quite some time.
I nodded there.
For the record, listeners, she nodded.
So we've been in... Well, we'll do division because this is different. Pointing at me right now.
So, but every now and again, when I listen to your podcast, I think, oh, you could let that go on a couple of seconds later. There would have been a break in the song, and you could have gone, now, listeners. Perfectionist.
Yeah. If it had been on the computer and I was editing properly, but. Yes. You either get this or you get nothing. my lovely listeners, most of you, apart from me. Don't mind. All the other listeners went, way behind! Way behind! We mind on the bus! See you in the bus. Put your hand up if you mind. Do you mind? Do you mind, Wayne?
Do you mind?
That's a Keithness saying, definitely. Do you mind?
Do you mind?
Div you mind?
Actually. Oh, that's. I thought that was more Aberdonian.
Confused me.
Sorry, I've just found a whole
stream of images. Oh, there's the pictures of Grumpy Cat.
And then us trying to do the Grumpy Cat face.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's another thing like that we share, I think.
Grumpy Cat.
I was going to say, like,
not
there's two cats.
The Grumpy Cat.
There was two cats. There was a ginger cat, two ginger
cats.
Which
had a really grumpy face. And I got it as a card, as a birthday card from a friend. And because Louise loves cats, I sent it to her. And look at this cat. And what was the other cat?
Another cat was a cat going, why? like tossing its head back. I mean, it was probably just yawning. But I think it was like a cat that was like tossing its head back going, ah.
I think we used to send each other this when people were just having drama in the knitting world. And we were like, have you seen so-and-so? And then grumpy face. Because sometimes we did talk about yous behind your back.
Oh, but obviously nicely. For our shared listeners.
Oh.
We've had lovely shared listeners over the past.
Yeah, we do.
Once they figured out who was who. But you're going to talk about... We're going to say
we're going to talk about yesterday in Kirkwall. Because today we went to Scapa with Isla. And yesterday we went for a wander around Kirkwall Centre.
Mm-hmm.
Kirkwall is the main town in the Orkney Archipelago. Of islands, I like a word.
That's a good word.
And I got here from the Pentland Pentelina, Pentland Venture Ferries, and came over from Gills to St Margaret's Hope, which is on the South Islands, and they're joined together from the Churchill Barriers, which were put there during the war, named after what's-his-face Churchill. And it's very picturesque. Yeah, I know his name's Winston, but I wasn't going to try to, like, go, oh, I love him. Cause...
Well, you don't need to say that. You can just say, you can still say Churchill Barriers without saying, oh, I love Winston Churchill. Cause...
Mm-hmm. I know, but I don't want to kind of, like, he did some good things, but I'm not a very... Anyway, right, where was I? So I came up there, and it's very picturesque, and you can see across Scapa Flow and onto Flotta, and then there's the other side of the islands, and then you come into Kirkwall. You come down past the Highland Park Distillery, excellent whiskey, and then you come into the bus station. And then across, I got off the bus, thank you, driver, because you do.
Thank you, driver, yes.
And got off, and then I was making my way to where I thought Louise was, and then I saw this hat coming across the road. I thought, that looks awful like a Louise. And it was. So then we went into Judith Glue, which is a shop what sells knitwear made, but they also have wool for sale, and it's Jameson and Smith, and it's very expensive.
Yeah.
So
I think you're also like skipping forward, because it was Friday that we met.
Yeah.
Well, and yesterday we went back to Judith Glue.
They do have quite a nice cafe there, and the staff were lovely.
Very
it's a
nice.
Very touristy shop, and the prices reflect that. It's right across from the cathedral. So then we came to the house, blah, 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 blah. And then yesterday I went to go around the cathedral, St. Magnus Cathedral, named after a Magnus from the Viking days.
Saint.
Was he?
Well, isn't it St. Magnus Cathedral?
I've done no research, listeners, just St. now. In past Louise Land, like Scooby-Doo back, Scooby-Doo, back in the past. I have done History of Caithness, and the St. Magnus Cathedral would have been included because Vikings came over, took over Shetland, Orkney, Caithness, and lots of bits of Scotland and England. So if you really want, you can always go back and listen. So we went round there. It was quite cool.
It was very cool. And, like, it's phenomenal. It kind of takes your breath away a wee bit. Mm. I'm not religious in any way, but I just love churches and cathedrals. Mm-hmm. And it's very red.
I'm going to say the Deveronian sandstone. It might not be. But it looks like the stuff that is made from from Dunnethead, and I know that the area here is Deveronian sandstone, and it's kind of pinky colour. But the artistry of the stonemasonry and the carpentry is quite amazing.
It's and the tiles, the floor tiles.
Yeah, oh, lovely.
Oh, my word.
And then we went round for the graveyard, and apparently we saw Diane Hughes's ancestors. We didn't know that.
We didn't know that. But we saw a Scully ancestor, which was nice, Jessie.
See any Mackays. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we saw lots of other names, and well, that's a Sinclair from Caithness, mm-hmm. and Linklater, that's a Orkney name, and Laird, is that an Orkney name? So that was quite good.
Yeah, it was nice, and there was lots of rooks and ravens in the in the trees around about, which is nice because we don't get rooks in Shetland. We've got ravens, but we don't have many rooks.
So we had a wee mosey around, and we were looking for sort of crafty wool shops, and there is a craft shop. And it's acrylic yarn, and
was that the wool tree?
I can't remember what it was called.
Yarn.
It's not yarn very tree. Far down the street from the cathedral, and it's okay for what if you're after some acrylic yarn.
Yeah, and fantastic for sewing supplies. Mm-hmm. There was great sewing supplies in there, and kits, cross stitch kits, and things.
Oh yes, there was a nice puffin in there.
And a budgie.
Oh, when we'd been to Lidl's to get supplies for the pad. Because this is our pad. And I bought a needle punching beginner kit.
Yes.
And on my Instagram I've got photographs of my really bad attempt at it.
I don't think it's bad.
It feels bad.
It's just a different skill to learn.
Yeah, I just find that I'm fighting against it and I'm not relaxed.
I think it's the fabric. And maybe your listeners would agree. And maybe particularly your listeners that have done... sort of like needle punching, but it looks to me like a very dense fabric and possibly not a natural fabric.
No, I don't think so.
So I think when there's like a bit of plastic in there, there will be more sort of resistance.
Yeah. Listeners, if you've done needle punching properly, please let me know.
Give her a tip to where she can get good info, because it, I think it looks lovely, and I think it looks like the kind of thing that you'll enjoy. But don't be put off by one bad kit.
Oh, okay. I do have the tools at home, but not the fabric, and that's what I was kind of thinking, but I don't think this is the right fabric.
I think you could try a different fabric, even like a wee tote bag or something that you've not used, or something that's a bit more open. I think you might need something like a more open fabric. Says me, it's not...
Speaking of fabric, so today we were in Archive Coffee Cafe, and Louise bought a sheet of A4 paper, and on it, need to pass it over because I can't read it from here.
It is fabric anagrams.
Anagrams of fabric.
Now, I think, let's just say the person that's created this, I would say an anagram is another word made from the letters of an existing word. But this is just kind of like muddled
up. Just muddled them up.
Muddled up.
But we won't argue too much.
No, because...
Well, we are stuck without cheating.
Now, let's see, which one is it?
This one of these ones. Alt.
Yes. Right. So the word is, it's A-L-T-E-R-E-H. And it's all, quote unquote, anagrams of fabric.
Teal. No.
No.
You're shouting at me, listeners.
A-L-T-E-R-E-H.
Right. First person to come back with a fabric on that wins a smile.
And then did we get this one?
No.
So another one is N-A-R-O-Z-A-G.
Are you American? Z. Z.
Well, you have American listeners too.
I know, but...
N-A-R-O-Z-A-G.
Okay.
So that's another fabric.
She's nicer than I am.
So we couldn't figure out those ones.
But we had a lovely time.
We had a great few minutes working on that.
Speaking of working, see what you're working on with your little hannies there. Would you like to explain...
Yes, I am knitting a sock, and like Louise said at the beginning, I've not done a lot of knitting over the last wee while, but I thought it would be quite nice to knit myself some socks. And there's a yarn that came out recently the socks that I've knit for myself in the past, I like a double knit yarn because it knits up quicker. And I'm quite hard on the heels of socks, and I find double knit yarn lasts a bit longer. But my favourite yarn for knitting socks was West Yorkshire Spinners Air Valley, which is 75% wool, 25% acrylic, and it was a double knit. But they discontinued it a few years ago, which was a shame. But they came out with another one, which I think was called Essential DK, and that was a washable wool, but it just didn't have, like, it just needed that little bit of nylon in it. The socks that I made didn't really last. However, when I was, every now and again I will do a little eBay search for Air Valley if I want a pair of socks.
Right.
But I'd search for it and an advert came up, or a website came up, for West Yorkshire Spinners, and they have, I think, reimagined the Air Valley as a double knit sock yarn. I can't remember what it's called now because I don't have the ball band, but it's 150 gram ball, and they've got them in colours that are all sort of, the names are all sort of music related. So this one is called Punk, and I would
say very punk.
It looks like, anyone who's knit with West Yorkshire Spinners before knows that they do the printed yarns, like the kind of, quote, fake Fair Isle look, but they also have the kind of birds ones that have a little printed pattern. And this hasn't been hand-dyed, but it's been dyed to kind of look like it's been hand-dyed. Would you say that's...
I would agree.
Yeah.
But these colours are very deep and through.
Yes, quite saturated. And,
that's the word.
And so the punk one has got pinks and oranges and greys and like kind of acid yellow. And actually there's quite a nice effect with the kind of lines of yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's knitted up kind of like a very variegated yarn. And it's lovely. It's really nice. And it feels very familiar to knit with.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought, very uncharacteristic of me of late, I bought one of the punk colour, which is this one, and I've got one of the rock colour, which is kind of greys and reds, and I kind of think it might be quite nice to wear one punk and one rock.
Oh, wow. That is punk.
It is quite punk, isn't it?
To do that.
So yeah.
I have to say, I do often wear odd socks.
Yeah, me too.
Today, I have not odd socks.
No.
And you don't. You want to tell me about your socks?
Yeah, my socks are very special socks. So these were hand-knit for me by the lovely Erica Eccles, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. So these are the Pixel Rise socks. And I think I maybe commented on a post that she did saying they're lovely, and then she just said, let me make you a pair. Aww. Which is really nice of her.
And she's so kind.
She's so kind. And they make me so happy when I put them on, because lots of odds and ends of different hand-dyed yarn. I think there's a lot of...
Can I ask it might sound like a stupid question.
Hmm?
Is it lots of different colours?
Yes.
It's not like a variegated.
No, it's not variegated yarn. It's all lots of different colours.
It's stripes, but it's got pixels.
Like, yeah,
on
basically,
it.
That's exactly
wow.
right. And
did a good job, Lisa.
They're fantastic. And yeah. they're like odds and ends of like a knitting goddess in there. And lots of different things. So
that's really good.
They're lovely. And they fit like an absolute glove.
Been watching them today and looking at them, and they're really, really cool.
Yeah,
so they're very well
cool.
done, Lisa.
And they really do fit like a glove. And I can't remember what the name of the heel is on this. Do you know, maybe?
No.
But,
fish kiss?
No, I don't think it's a fish lips.
Afterthought?
Kiss.
I only know
it
two.
Might not be. But like, I had only thought that a heel flap was the kind of heel that fitted me best, but whatever this is,
Lisa's shouting.
It's lovely. She's shouting. So yeah, very, and I just love them. I just think they're the most fantastic thing. They give me a lot of joy. But yeah, I thought it would be quite nice to knit a pair of socks. Plus, I've been doing a bit of traveling this last month, and I thought it's nice to have a sock on the go because it's transportable. So
it is, because I was on the ferry, I didn't have to go on the plane, which you often have a lot less with you. But then I was carrying it. I decided to take my Ama jumper from Maddie Harvey. And I was like, no, I don't think I'm going to take too much. I do have my Tunisian crochet with me. I'm not actually sure.
Do
shooting.
You?
Yeah. From my Lulun. I can't remember what it's called. It's like a summer jumper.
Oh.
And the Ama jumper by Maddie Harvey.
It's hello, lovely.
Maddie. It's out of Drops Alpaca Puna. And you stop laughing. I don't know why Louise thinks this is funny.
Stop
She's
it.
So childish. Division Music.
Yeah. Diversion.
I thought I'd taken more dark grey, and then I was thinking, maybe I just want the whole thing dark grey. But I haven't taken the dark green, and I got to the end of the ball because I was knitting all hour on the ferry. I didn't knit on the bus, and then I was sitting knitting most of the rest of the time, and we've watched telly and we've just sat and chilled, and it's been so nice.
Yeah,
I think I really needed this, and I didn't know I needed this until I've had it.
Me neither. It's
thank
lovely
you. I thought, see you next week. I'll not be talking to anybody because I've talked so much this week.
Well, that's another thing that we're talking about today, is that I was saying that like once a week I don't see anybody. I just
I don't get that.
No, I know you don't. You could just go away though. You could just say, mummy's decompressing. But I like every Sunday.
That doesn't work. No. Wherever I am in the house, they follow. All of them.
You'll have the polytunnel soon though.
They all come to where I am. I'm like the main point.
Oh, that's nice though.
In a way, unless you don't want to talk.
Leave mummy alone.
Even in the toilet. And they're old enough to leave me in the toilet. No. Sorry,
maybe
parents.
What we need to do is maybe we need to have it. Just, you could just say, mummy's doing a new podcast, but it's like silent.
Listeners, I won't do that to you.
But no, it's been lovely. And I think that was something else we were speaking about friendship and everything as well, is that like sometimes that's exactly what you need. It's just a chat with your pals, and it just boosts you up, and it fills you up with whatever it is that you need, and you don't.
Well,
really...
that's how I always feel when I start doing podcasting, because I do feel like I'm talking, and you're kind of in the room.
I always felt like that too. I always felt like I was just being the most chattiest person at knit night. I think that's a lovely thing. If you imagine that you're talking to actually another person or people, I think that's what makes it so enjoyable to do.
And sometimes I pick you out the crowd. I mean, I've not mentioned a few people tonight.
I know. Is Hannah Ross still in your pocket? Has she been in there all this time?
She has.
We've never had her out.
Oh, I had to let her out. She went to New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
She's come back, but she's back in there. She's got some company.
Oh. Who else is in there?
Amanda.
Oh, Amanda. She's in New Zealand.
Yeah, she's still in my pocket.
Are they all right in there?
I don't know. Maybe we should check.
But I think that's, yeah, I think that's a lovely thing. And that's, I think, when you build your friends around... Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
When you build your friends around a shared thing, I think, you can always go and talk about those things, but you have so much more, and it just, it remind, when you're together, it just reminds you of all the silliness and
yeah, because I mean, we've had good crack over the years, but I'm not going to stop anytime soon, because my Podbean subscription came off this month for this year, so hello, listeners. I'll try and think up of some cool stuff to do in the coming year. I'm not sure if I'll make do a Me Made Me. I might do something to do April.
That's lovely. I really enjoyed the Me Made Me that you did last year and the November thing. I think it's really nice. And actually, if I'd ever thought about going back to do my podcast, I thought that was a nice way, like, it was a nice way in, because you're just taking something that's already happening and you're putting your own spin on it. And I really enjoy, because Me Made Me is not something that's accessible to everybody. Like, if you're a slow knitter and that's all you do, you might not have things to wear.
Yeah.
For all of Me Made Me, I think it looks a bit inaccessible when it comes to the social media side of things, but it was really nice how you did it and you talked about...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you talked about, like, things you'd made and, like, looking back over particular garments, and I just thought that was a really classy way to do it, and it was a really nice thing to do, and I've looked forward to listening to it. It
wasn't too much.
No. The November was really good as well. I just have a little residual November thing because I was involved with it so much, and you know, it was a big thing. It reminded me a little bit of all the work that I used to do every November. But
some of it is trying to carry on, but also look to the future, because I don't want to be just sitting looking in the past either.
No.
Because, I mean, we're not that old.
Mm-mm.
And we're still here. Just now.
My dear, we are in our prime. As Miss Jean Brodie would say. Little girls, if you would only listen to me, you will be the creme de la creme.
And actually, listeners, hold on to a second, we're going to go to Vision Music. Right, Louise killed this. Sorry, there was funny noises. It's all Louise's fault.
Sorry.
Not the good Louise.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Oh no, I'm bad now. Right, so we're not dead yet.
Yes, we're not dead yet. That's where we
I've
left
had to
off.
Fight with our editing this. But we have talked about death this week.
We have.
In a very pragmatic, open way, I thought.
And practical.
Yeah.
I think.
And we were saying about, like, I was at a funeral recently and it was kind of sad. And I really, really loved the person who passed on. But I was saying, that's not the way I would have had that funeral. And so when I got home, I sort of said to Daisy, who I'm hoping doesn't go before me, in all honesty, listeners. Mm-hmm. And this is a long time away. But yes. I says, see if I go now-ish time. Right, you're in charge of this, Daisy. I want you to go up the aisle. And I obviously will not be in a church. Handing out tins of gin and tonic, because that's what I quite like. Because I'm just about to have
you
one.
That. You have? So don't die yet, please.
Okay, I'll try not to. And I want you to sing out of tune. Because I can't sing in tune, listeners.
What would we sing?
Anything.
What can we sing on your podcast that won't get us sued by the... I mean, they wouldn't know, really, if you and I were to sing, that wouldn't be... They wouldn't know it was
no,
a song.
No, they wouldn't.
What song would you like to be sung at your funeral?
All Birdies Sing.
All... What's that?
The... Oh, no, you couldn't, because it's got God in it. All God's creatures
got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing high. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they got now.
Oh, I love that one.
That's a good one.
There's many things. It's like, do your ears hang low? Can you wiggle them to and fro?
Oh, that's a good one.
Can you tie them in a bow?
Oh, it's a session. That's like work.
Can you tie them in a bow?
No, it's...
Can you throw them over your shoulder like a regimental soldier? Do your ears
that is out
hang
of tune.
Low?
It's...
I am out of tune.
Your ears hang low. Oh, no, I'm... I'm on a different tune altogether now.
You are. And then there's
tie them in a knot, can you tie them in a bow, can you toss them over your shoulder like a regimented soldier, do your ears hang low.
Oh, she did in a Shetland accent too. So, we were kind of talking about having a list of things that you like and a book of your favourite song.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, I don't know what my mum's favourite colour is. I don't know what my mum's favourite song is.
It's like, I do think it's a really important conversation to have. Like, even if it's in jest or in a really lightsome way, like we've spoken about it this weekend.
I was perfectly serious.
Yeah, but it's true. No, but I think when you could talk about it in a really normal way, like you always remember that. Like I was telling you about my friend saying that, like, if she dies before me, I've got to insist that when her coffin has been taken out of the chapel, that they play Spanish Flea by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass.
It's very specific.
It was very specific. And I said, well, in that case, then if I die first, you've got to insist that they play The Black and White Rag by Winifred Atwell.
As they're handing out little Ziploc bags with bits
of
you.
Yes, because I think I'm not... I won't,
teaspooned
yes,
out of
my
your
friend
cremation.
Jacqueline... Because I, you know, like, it's quite nice to give everyone a little bit of you if they want that, to sprinkle somewhere that you were together.
You see, I think you'd be just like the ashes from the fire, and I'm in Caithness, and the wind always blows backwards. It doesn't matter if you think it's blowing forward.
But you could take it.
And I'd be wearing you.
That's true. I was going to say you could take it wherever you want to go, but there probably is rules about flying places with human remains, even if it's a teaspoonful, so you can't take them. But anyway, I'll be dead, so I'll just be glad to know that my wishes are being carried out. But I think it's really good to have those conversations with people. I used to work many years ago, I used to work in welfare rights, and the amount of people who hadn't had conversations with their loved one
absolutely
about what it is that they wanted, and then when their loved one was either unable to make that decision, shall we say, or had died, and couldn't, obviously the people didn't know what their loved one wanted, and it's just a really important thing. And so I was telling you about, there's a fantastic book, there's a woman on Instagram, I think her handle is Space Masks UK, and she does fantastic eye masks for people that suffer from migraines, but she also brought out this wee A5 book called The Death Book, although maybe it's changed its name since then. And it really is just a wee spiral bound notebook. And it says, I would like to be, buried or cremated. Tick box, tick box. This is the songs I would like. This is what I would like at my funeral. This is what I would not like at my funeral. And then there's like a bit for your personal details and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think at the very least, having something like that is a really important thing. And so I told all my friends about that during lockdown, and then they also got those things. And I just think it's a nice, if you're anyways an organised person, you want to know that you're organised there as well. And then I was telling you about, just before we started doing this, I'm somebody that's always sort of journaled, but sometimes I don't feel like I can write in my journal, but I have a list book. And my list book was spurred on by my dear friend Caroline. Her brother, Christopher, died in 2020. And they found this list book that he'd kept just for his own amusement of things like favourite songs, stuff like that. And so every now and again, if I can't write in my diary, I'll go to bed with my journal. But if I can't write in my journal, I'll get my list book and I'll write things like my favourite songs, my favourite albums and why, my favourite movies that I've got a dance scene in it that's got nothing to do with the movies, nothing to do with dancing, it's just a non sequitur dance scene, things like that. And I just think, every time I write in it, I think it'd be so funny if my nieces find this after I've gone. I hope they get a giggle from it, you know.
I just think it's quite nice. Well, just now we're having conversations about all the different things and different dances, and it's been fun, actually.
Yeah.
And finding out about somebody, because sometimes I'm like, I don't know what my mum's favourite colour is. I've asked her, but I can't remember. And then, like, Richard's favourite colour, his favourite colour are all colours, because he doesn't like to discriminate. And Sandy, I found out his favourite colour was pink. So, like I said last month, I put in pink into the quilt, and he liked that. And he had a lovely time over in Berlin. Right, listeners, we're coming up to the hour. Thank you so much, Louise.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It was awesome to hear your voice. Well, when I listen back.
That's all you've heard all weekend.
Oh, but I've gone away going, I miss her. I'm just going to listen to her again. She can listen to me.
We should, maybe we need to do a podcast about, that's not about knitting or anything, it's just general splaffing. Once a quarter.
We'll splaff on.
We'll have a little like glass of wine and a Zoom and a little splaff on.
Oh, I might have to edit that. Yeah, we'll just meet up again.
We will.
Yeah.
We will.
I hope that you managed to find your friend, listener, and there is the hour. So I'm going to play you out with some relaxing tune. Are you wanting the Bee Wiggle Dance?
Yes.
Sorry, no, some good time. You got to do your Bee Wiggle Dance.
Do your Bee Wiggle.
Right, you know how the bees...
On the bus.
On the bus.
I love to say that in your podcast.
Put your hands up on the bus. Actually, this would be me. On the ferry, on the plane, on the train, in the maybe not in the car, unless you're a passenger. All passengers, that's a soap.
Or if you're walking, this is most of what I do now.
Especially if you're walking, I want you to put both hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. Right, thank you and good night.
That's what the final words will be. She went on a bit, but she's done.